regarding the schedule.
Good morning and welcome to the February 16th meeting of the Community Promotions Committee. We have a quorum. We are missing a few people and hopefully Amit will come in at the last minute. And we have one member of the audience for public comment. Would you like to step up to the podium? Please introduce yourself.
Hello, Council. My name is Rylan Stewart. I live and work here in Morro Bay. I work for Central Coast Lending. For the sake of full disclosure, that is also the company that Daniel Podesto owns, but I'm here on my own. So for the past couple of years, we've sort of figured out that one of the best ways to market our company is actually to market the community we live in and the other businesses here. One thing that Dan has been doing for quite a while now is a radio show in which they interview other local businesses, business owners, and in that way we can profile ourselves. Our most recent project that we wanted to come to discuss, we thought it was appropriate to discuss with you, was our new website, which we just launched. We're really excited about it. I could go on for a very long time, but for the sake of this meeting, we have our Slo County Locals blog. And basically what this is it's a cross-promotional tool that we came up with. We're really excited to talk to you about it real quick. What it is basically is a profile of other local businesses, events, and people that make our community unique and a fun place to live. It's really all of Slo County, but since I live and work here, so far we've been focusing a lot on Morro Bay. We'll actually have coming out tomorrow a profile on the Chamber's Person of the Year, Janice Peters. So we're excited about that. But our first article that I did was about Top Dog and a bit about how they've succeeded through this recession in the last 5 years. It's grown every year. Patrick has done a great job with it. We did a little post about local sweet shops for Valentine's Day. Yesterday I learned that the screenwriter of Invictus and Sherlock Holmes lives here. That was cool. So I did a little post about that. And basically what we're doing is we're looking to, you know, work with the Chamber and work with other businesses that have a story to be told that they feel like isn't being told yet and give them a place to discuss what they're doing with their business and why it's a special business. We think that the strongest marketing tool we have is
marketing some new people. The Chamber is very delighted to announce that Hank Roth is now the membership and events chairman. So if you have any events or you want to get some publicity out through the Chamber's resources, contact Hank Roth, and congratulations to Hank. Also, on Sunday and Saturday, this weekend, February 18th and 19th, will be the 22nd annual Dollhouse Miniature Show and Sale at the Community Center. That's at 1001 Kennedy Way here in Morro Bay. The hours are Saturday from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. and on Sunday from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. Admission for adults is $5, seniors $4, and children's $3. And under 8, they're free. And there'll be prizes and barbecues and food will be available. And it's a great experience if you haven't, and get by and take a look at some of those wonderful little miniatures and dolls. Let's see, I had one last thing I wanted to say, and that was that tomorrow, and very few people know this, it's a very special day. It's the act of random kindness. Is that what it is? The random kindness rack of... The whole year it should be, right? But tomorrow, if you want to do something nice for somebody, it's the time to at least start, okay?
Thanks, Ed. Janice?
Yes, a couple of things. First of all, the miniature announcement reminded me most people expect the Follies to happen in February, and for various reasons we've changed them, and the date is April 14th. It's a Saturday. And we're going to do two shows in one day. We're going to try and accommodate those people who don't want to drive after dark. So we're going to do a 2 o'clock matinee and a 7 o'clock evening performance. And our theme this year is country western, so it's going to be called Rock Country. And we're going to have auditions on this Sunday, next Sunday, the 26th, at 6:30, right here at the Vets Hall. So 6:30 to 8:30 on Sunday, February 26th. If you want to audition, bring a couple of country western songs and be ready to sing. So we think it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to do it kind of a hee-haw style thing this year. So, and speaking of entertainment, a couple of other things. First of all, I'm in a show at the San Luis Little Theater called My Generation. It's all about the 60s. It's all the music of the 60s. If you lived then or know the songs, you will love it. It's really a fun show. And we play this Friday the 17th through March 25th. And lastly, on an associated entertainment level, Joan Sulu called me a week and a half ago and said that the VCB had set up for some location scouts to come to Morro Bay. They were doing the whole county and asked if I would handle the Morro Bay segment of that tour. So for an hour and a half last Saturday, I took the location scouts all around Morro Bay, showed them, and I used to do this, so I kind of knew where to take them. They loved the whole fishing village. They loved the harbor walk. They loved the museum. They went and shopped for souvenirs. They loved the theater. They thought that was really cool. And after we had driven all around and they dropped me off, they asked their driver to stop downtown again so that they could go shopping. I don't know if they got into your store, but they went shopping and took pictures of the theater. They were really enthusiastic, and I told them that we are very welcoming of film crews, so hopefully we'll get some business on that, because there was quite a few of them. They're all freelancers, so they work for a lot of different studios and things. So it was very successful. It was a lot of fun. And the weather was perfect. We couldn't have ordered a better day.
All right. Thanks, Janice. Did you have anything, Dan?
Yeah, it's a few months out, but not too early to mark your calendars. The 4th of July has their first fundraiser booked. It's the third annual Oyster and Beer Feast at Tognazzini's Dockside 2. So we're very thankful for Mark to donate his time and energy and staff once again to help support the Morro Bay 4th of July picnic. The event is going to take place Sunday, May 20th. It's going to be in the afternoon, and like past years, it's going to be $20 per ticket. Each ticket gets you a dozen barbecued oysters and a pitcher of beer, and dozens of oysters and beer are unlimited, so buy as many tickets as you can fit food into your belly, and hope to see you there. It's, again, May 20th, a Sunday afternoon.
Okay, Amit, do you have any announcements? No? All right. Let's go on to approval of minutes. Did anybody have any changes, amendments? No? The minutes look pretty good to me.
Move approval.
Second? You want a second?
Second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Moving on to monthly reports.
Has not been touched, so there's some opportunities for some, you know, things that pop up and can be purchased and used for marketing. So we did meet. The budget subcommittee met late January and went over this, the budget versus actual, which is the budget that you have now, and with some adjustments because we were able to bill out January. So those are in there from that meeting. And I think that's it. Any questions?
I would like to just say for the rest of the committee's ears, one of the things we did discuss at the budget subcommittee was the costs on the creative side of things. And I think it's important to be aware that what happens when they develop an ad for us, Sherry will take that information back to work, send it on to the creative people in their department, and then those folks are billed out by the hour. So every time we tweak the ads, make little revisions and things, there's additional charges with that. So I think on both sides of the podium here, one of the things to be aware of is we need to be really clear and focused on what it is we want from the agency, so we're not going back over and over and over again and racking up the cost. And I think it's wonderful when we do ask for feedback from the committee, so I like that relationship of going back and forth, but to be careful that we both don't micromanage to a fare-thee-well, you know, but also that we give really good input and clarity on the verbiage that we want to be using, the kinds of images we want to be using, so we're closer to getting it right the first time. So that'll save us money on promotions.
Yeah, I do have one concern, and that is that when we order or produce or decide to manufacture a document, whether it's any kind of literature or even an ad for that matter, and we ask for a cost on that, built into the cost of that ad should be so many hours of creative, so many hours of copy, so many hours, which from their experience they'll say, this will take 3 hours of copy time, it'll take 5 hours of creative time, it'll take 6 hours of art time, and your cost for this project will be this. And that's an estimate. And that should be included in the price. Now, if we go over that, and that should be, as we go along, we say we've used up this much, when we ask for an additional, as you say, some additional service, or we want to do an additional tweaking, I think it's incumbent upon the agency to come to us and say, well, you only have 2 hours of creative left on this, or otherwise the price is going to go up, or we've already used that amount of copy time. So we know where we stand, but my point is that based on the cost of any goods that we produce should be all of those elements. And we shouldn't be billed nickel and dime every time we decide we want to change a piece of copy or change a phone number or move a headline from the top to the bottom. That should be included, I think, in the original estimate of the bid. That's just my opinion from having worked in the business for so many, many years, rather than do it individually, because otherwise it does get very expensive.
It is when we send you a formal estimate. There's a 10% either way. A couple good examples were the light pole banners and the rack cards. You know, formal estimates were sent. They don't always get sent on every ad, but we can certainly do that. But we will not exceed, even if we, you know, one of the estimates was for $880. I think it was for the rack card. We exceeded that. I think I just looked at the billing yesterday, and I think we spent probably $1,090 getting that rack card out the door. You will not be charged $1,090. It will be $880. And as I said, there's a 10% leeway either way. If we come in under, you know, we're not going to charge you the full amount. But I agree, you know, we do have to be really careful. And we have, I think, a really good rapport with the creative subcommittee. They've got great ideas, and they're very succinct. And I don't think we have a whole lot of problems with that. But it's very good to keep it top of mind, because it does add up.
Yeah, the point is well taken. We should know exactly what we want and have that in mind before we give our marching orders to the agency. Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess I'd weigh in just on saying that I too appreciate having the creative committee see the ad, because we have been able to suggest things that we hadn't thought of originally. Mm-hmm. So, yes, to include that in the original estimate, at least one back and forth, because I think that really is valuable.
Another question I had, rack cards have gone to printing. Excellent. And how about banners?
Are with the vendor. In fact, okay. I just checked on that yesterday, and I think we should know today. They've had them for 10 days, and I think that was about that. And it's a pretty good, I think it's good timing, you know, to maybe do a March, April outreach with that co-op, because it's a couple of pages specifically about the Central Coast, and I think Morro Bay would fit in there nicely. And I'm thinking that was going to be about... It's about $2,000 to go in both papers each month. They do it once a month. So that's something that I think we should consider for March and April, which I will get you the information on. We're also working very diligently on public relations. You have significant money left in the public relations funds that we denoted. We've got the Kite Festival press release just went out. We had somebody present for the Kite Festival at the TBID meeting. There's a lot of, they're really trying to elevate that event, so the PR is on that, which I think is going to incur some expenses on both sides. And we also talked about the rowing, and I've made a couple of contacts, the collegiate rowing and high school, and I think those will be fleshed out in the next month. So if there's an outreach that needs to be done, sort of a mass outreach, that will probably incur some costs as well. So yeah, we definitely, I know it's use it or lose it, so we're definitely going to spend the money.
Anything else, Amit? No?
I was still just wondering, I believe on first week of December I wasn't here, but on December meeting, and I think you were announced about the emergency vehicle car show in April, third weekend, and I was like looking on a website, I still don't see there. Like, and we are getting closer. Do we put it on website or no? On a more
so you website. Haven't seen it on the website. Do we know if that's on the website yet?
The car show?
The emergency vehicle show. It's a separate one that comes, I think, what, 2 weeks before the car show?
2 weeks before the car show. And it will be, I think, a second year we'll be doing it.
Yeah, I have that on the – I don't believe it's up on the website yet, but we can certainly do that. We have it on our events list because I saw some dates and confirmed them with the chamber. So we can definitely get
it
up.
Yeah, because you will be releasing off March, April promotional – I mean, you know, flyers and, you know, news ads and everything. So if we mention that, because we really want to make it, like, you know, happening, yeah.
That might be a good press release as well. And be a quick local, you know, to get the word out.
Yeah, we had many people last year came up just to drive in just to see how it looks like and how it's going to be. Like, I mean, we didn't have many cars, but then, you know, people liked it more, and they might, I mean, we are hoping that we get at least 100, 150 cars this year at least. We are hoping.
All right, yeah? We'll make sure that gets out there. And maybe Craig, you can help. Craig, you have something.
Well, actually, the Chamber's doing a weekly radio program on KVEC, 920 AM, and that plays on Sunday at 1:30. And next week will be the emergency vehicle show, and also Ken Vesterfield will be talking about the car show. So we are pushing that from the Chamber side also.
Excellent.
And if you have any ideas of it, we're trying to promote all the events in Morro Bay on the radio program. So, Dan, it looks like we're onto something good with regards to radio. We have a great audience, and we hear from a lot of people that listen to the program. So if you have any ideas, again, or events that we might have passed up, I know the Dollhouse Miniature Show was on last week also and got some good listenership. So keep me posted.
Great.
Thanks.
All right.
Craig, when do you need that? If we have material, do you need it?
We record it on Wednesdays at 10:15.
Okay. So it's already recorded for this week?
Yes.
Okay. I'll get you next week for the auditions.
Okay, moving on. Website subcommittee, did you guys meet?
Officially, subcommittee did not meet, but we've had lots of discussions, and I think Sherry will probably cover some of the things that are happening with the website. There are pages up now, and there's revisions going on, and she can probably tell us more what's going on with the website.
Yeah, we've got the prototype in the marketing report, so we'll get to see a few of the pages. We sent a prototype out to the subcommittees, which is just an actual, there was four pages, I believe, that have been built out, and the functionality is in them so that you could click on things and see how it was going to present itself. And we had great feedback on it, very little revisions. It's happening right now as far as revisions. That will go back out probably Monday just to make sure that we got everything, and then the full build out is in process. Still looking at that March 12th launch date, and we've got some good launch mechanisms in place, so we're excited about it. It looks great, and we'll be able to show it to you when I do the marketing report.
Thanks, Sherry.
The same number, so I'm not sure if people are just asking for, you know, one specific thing and they have everything else arranged already.
Yeah, I just wonder if they're using their phones.
Yeah, I hate to speculate on
that
because it's kind of an odd number, and I'm not really sure why.
Yeah. Well, I would anticipate that.
Let's keep a look at that because we compare year to year, and
But I imagine
see if there's
they're just
a trend
looking at their
there.
iPhones and calling them.
I think it's the wonderful
that
job that Sherry and BCA are doing on the social media.
Yeah.
I do.
Okay, thanks.
I have one other.
She just kicked me.
Before
he
did.
One other thing you might take into consideration is that the visitor center visits and the fulfillment take two different situations where the fulfillment is going out to people who have requested information and are not here yet and may or may not come. The visitor center is taking people who are actually here in town. So that's sometimes the numbers are quite different. One will be up and one will be down.
Okay. Moving on to review of transient occupancy tax report. Numbers looked pretty good to me. Everything has been up this year so far in terms of receipts. Occupancy rates overall were up, and it was interesting. In some of them, the receipts were up, even though the rates maybe were down a percentage point. So I guess that relates to what we're charging. I did listen a little bit to the County Board of Supervisors, and they were talking about money. And they suggested that overall the county was only up a tiny bit in terms of TOT. So I thought the fact that Morro Bay is up is good, you know, relative to the county, which has sort of a further reach and all the wine country stuff and everything else. So it does seem like we're seeing some growth, some movement. And I don't know, is there any other thing, Andrea, to say about this?
I think
the collections are good. It looks pretty good to me.
Good morning, Board Chair and Board. The only thing that I will note, and we may have touched base on it last time, is that with the forms that the city sends out to the hoteliers have now been amended slightly to ask the hoteliers to indicate what rooms are actually available to rent. There's been a question about the occupancy number is 919, 919, 919, but I think that's the number on there. Mm-hmm. But there's been some discussion at the TBID meeting that there are some rooms that have not been available because there's some renovations going on. So we've amended the form to ask the hoteliers to please indicate, if they would, the rooms that are actually available to rent. So you might see those occupancy change slightly because the stock may have been decreased for some time for renovation. I believe that first form went out last month. Amit can probably share that. And we're hoping that the hoteliers are able to give us some numbers so we can be a little more accurate.
Yeah, I think it came last month. Yeah, it came last month. But, I mean, we will be doing it how, you know, city wants it. But, you know, it doesn't work that way, actually, as for, like, what we know, because our system are the build that way, that it will tell you the total number of rooms when you put it in, and it will tell you occupancy and ADR and everything based on what you rent room, like, if you rent 5 rooms, or because, like, in winter, like, you know, we don't rent, like, probably 20 rooms in whole month, or maybe we rent only 20 rooms from 45. But we still have to count occupancy and ADR based on that 45 rooms, like, you know. So, but I don't know. I think there will be there are going to be lots of changes and numbers up and down, I'm pretty sure, because that's what it happens when we do it. Number doesn't match.
I think the big concern were those hotels that actually had rooms offline for renovations. So I think that's what the TBID was trying to get at, and it might still need a little more tweaking, but I appreciate your comments.
But month to month, it seems to me it shows a 5% increase in occupancy rate, does it not? Year to year, yeah. So we could say that the occupancy rate is up 5% over last year, which I think is
pretty darn good
in December, yeah.
We had a good last week in December. I don't know because if it didn't snow or what.
It was a very busy last week.
It was all surprisingly, like, whole week was busy, mm-hmm. Like, which was good.
The weather gods have been good to us this year so far. Okay. Now we're on to our advertising agency report. Sorry, what are you guys snickering about over there?
No. The Chamber of Commerce weather.
Yes, thank you. Thanks to the Chamber, we're having good weather.
It's my pleasure.
Thanks, Greg.
You don't need to go into the SAC B because you're on Yahoo. Well, that's not obviously the case because we want to be on in those papers. So that's something else that'll be coming out this month as far as pricing and whether we want to go that route. The T-Bid just started up there, Yahoo banner ads as well. So we've got two campaigns going. Theirs just started earlier the Monday. So two different, pieces of creative for Morro Bay, and obviously different regions. They're going into San Jose and Los Angeles with the Yahoo. So we'll see what those results are. This is also TBID, their Sunset.com banner ads, which are doing very well, and they're also on the VisitCalifornia.com site with this same creative. The Sunset Magazine is doing a feature on the beach tractors, the one-block party competition that Morro Bay won. So TBID is going in with a half-page ad, in Sunset that specifically calls out the win for Morro Bay. Morro Bay wins the competition. So it's a beautiful ad. Sunset even got back to me and was like, this is beautiful, and they never do that. I mean, you can think about what Sunset usually runs. So we're feeling good about that and excited about the exposure.
Could we ask a quick question? Those were all destination Morro Bay versus Discover Morro Bay. Has TBID changed their logo a little bit, or...?
And what they do is in the four screens, it's Discover Smooth Sailing, Discover Picturesque, Discover a New Rock Star, and this is the last screen, Destination Morro Bay. And that has been there. They've been kind of pushing that. I don't want to lose the Discover, so we've weaved them together. But sometimes they do a Discover headline and then a destination at the bottom. And I think... here, the same thing. This is a three screen, and it goes Discover, Discover, Destination. They're also doing the TripAdvisor banner ad reports, which are going very well. We've been this is the banner ad campaign. We also have a Morro Bay sponsored page on TripAdvisor, and we've been very active in submitting events and videos, which has made the page come up considerably from December as far as page views, video views, all of the things that just make it really strong and get to obtain more impressions. This whole TripAdvisor thing goes all the way through October of 2012. So, and I imagine that we'll re-up. We've just had really good success. This is the mercurynews.com for January. This is TBID only. CPC has done it. And after, I think it's in February. I need to look at that budget real quick. I think we go back. Oh, actually, we're done. We're done with our mercurynews.com. So we ran November and December. TBID is running, I believe, January, February, March. So we've got a pretty good showing in there. This is just some press. This was a follow-up to the Bird Festival article, which was in the Tribune, hard copy, also on their online. They talked about the people that went out and saw the orca whales while they were bird watching. It was a really, really great article, so a good follow-up to the festival. This is a travel pod blog that we've been getting a lot of Google alerts. Whenever Morro Bay pops up in anything, we get the Google alerts for it. But this has come up quite often in the last 6 to 8 weeks. Called Another Great Day, and they talk specifically about staying in Morro Bay, shopping in Morro Bay. They talk about going to Hearst Castle. It's about a 5-page blog. I don't know how anybody would read all of that, but the first two paragraphs are Morro Bay, so we were... happy about that, and we're keeping an eye on them as well. This is the San Luis Obispo County Destination Guide ad. This is also a TBID ad. The Visitor's Guide just came out on January 20th. It's distributed throughout all the chambers, all of the California Welcome Centers, some of the international airports, and it obviously has a 40,000 distribution, so we got really good placement right across from the table of contents, and we have our pretty QR code in there with a shell with a QR code that's working well. So that's out there now. And then these were some LA Times ad mails that were done surrounding February. We kind of went for a Valentine's month trying to get people to Morro Bay during February for some great specials and deals for hotels and restaurants. And we also sent this out to our Morro Bay database, which we've currently almost have 10,000 recipients that we send out to every month through Constant Contact. This is an LA Times print ad that hit on January 29th. This was part of a Central Coast Destination Guide feature that LA Times did. We did a print ad. Also, we were online with this ad for about 3 weeks, and they also did a Morro Bay directory where we had a little bit of an advertorial on that page and got a lot of good comments. A lot of people saw that. These are news releases that we're working on. We have done a considerable outreach to the radio stations in these various areas, Sacramento, Fresno, San Francisco, LA, finding that there's not a whole lot of live DJs. So it's a little bit smaller sampling than we thought we'd get, but we're getting some response and trying to get them to talk up Morro Bay. And Maggie actually has an interview scheduled with, I don't remember which DJ it is, but I think it's in LA. We also pitched the Morro Bay story to John Hamilton from KGO. And he and Maggie have also been talking about him possibly coming here and then doing a follow-up report. So we're hoping that that happens within the next couple months. I talked briefly, I think, about the Kite Festival. We sent out a press release Monday of this week to a national distribution list, got some great contacts, have had a few pings back as far as wanting more information. 805 Living is running a feature in their March magazine, and the CPC also has an ad in the March magazine too. So I've been talking with Sean at Farmers Kites and Surreys, and he's got some great ideas, and we went out to all the kite associations and kite magazines. I never knew that there was that contingency, but people are pretty enthusiastic about it. So, and they're really talking about elevating that festival to a longer period. It's a two-day festival, but next year they kind of want to go either 3 or 4 days. Yeah, so we'll see how that goes. Okay, and here's the website. We talked about this. This was the prototype. This is the home page that has basically been approved, a few little tweaks to that. This is the shop play page, which kind of goes through adventure, the different photos on the body of the page will then link to businesses that relate to those photos. We have, you know, water sports and outdoor enthusiasts, and when you click on that, it all goes to all of the businesses that cater to that. We have an arts and entertainment icon, and obviously a shopping icon as well. So that is all being built out. This is the lodging page that is in progress as well. And that's just when they get drilled down to an individual lodging page, that's what it looks like. The hotels are going to be able to put in 6 or 7 photos of their hotels, scenic or, you know, inside the room, outside the hotel. So I think it'll be really dynamic. The Google Maps will stay up there, and every time you pick a motel, it obviously comes up on the Google Map, and you can tell where you're headed.
So, Sherry, I have a question, and forgive me because I'm not well-versed in all this stuff, but does this mean that within our own website will be all this information about individual hotels rather than click on a hotel and it goes to their website?
Yeah, that's the lodging page, which has all of the hotels. And there's a query, you can't see it, but there's a query up at the top that you can pick what amenities you want in the hotel, if you want to be on the water, if you need a pool or a spa, if you need a kitchen, that kind of thing. So they can click those off, and then it'll bring up maybe only 6 that conform to your choices. And yes, you do have a page on the website that will go to a particular hotel.
Wow, so that's a pretty big chunk of hardware in the website to do that, I would think.
It's that way now. On the current site, it takes 4 clicks to get through to their own websites. it's very, I mean, you saw how convoluted the whole website site map is, and really the hotels want them to get to their websites. They're not as excited about this because it's another click, but we've got it down to 2 instead of 4. So it was really taking up volumes. It is right now taking up volumes of space. This is a reduction.
That's really interesting. Because I know, and, you know, I've done a little tiny bit of traveling, and, you know, usually you get to that visitor site and you click on Days Inn, and it goes straight to the Days Inn website. So it's not on that visitor's site, it's just the link is there. It's interesting.
Mike. Okay, and now we're heading into analytics, and as we talked about, the TOT was very good for December, and everybody's very happy about that. I think it was a great month for Morro Bay, and we're just seeing gains all over the place as far as the website and how people are finding you from year to year. So this is just website visits up 26% from January of 2011 to January 2012. The total page views, just people, how long they're spending, how deep they're digging into the MorroBay.org website, also up considerably. 72% new visitors, which is up about 3% from just last month, and just very healthy numbers for people getting to the site. And we're, you know, feeling as soon as we get a new, brand new site up, it's going to increase even more. This is the people that are getting to the site by smartphone, up about 25%. The smart devices are raging, 470%. Increase in, so we know that people are running around with their iPads and checking you guys out. And then these are the top 10 referring URLs. I mentioned before we're pretty active on visitcalifornia.com, which is a very dynamic website. That was our top referral, which we were glad to see. Had quite a bit from the city site, which is interesting and good. We've been doing some Facebook ads and getting some traffic off of that, and TripAdvisor as well. So pretty healthy. The cities are staying relatively the same. We've just been doing some switching around. Those top 5 are pretty, you know, pretty high numbers, and then so we're working on building those bottom numbers: San Jose, San Diego, Santa Barbara, that kind of thing. But getting some good, obviously local is top of the list, so good to see that. And this is the lodging report. This is just click-throughs right from the site to their hotel websites, very high. Jackrabbit is another lodging vehicle that is up in January. And then this is the actual TOT, and we didn't call out the percentage, but obviously you can see it's up quite significantly in December, so we're hoping that that trend continues. And these are email addresses that were basically added through the website, people signing up for the newsletter Ultimate Getaway. And this is the Facebook page. We've added 36 new likes in January. And lots of activity on Facebook. We just put a post out for the President's Day weekend, and we've, in like 4 hours, had about 45 responses to the Facebook. So we're keeping on top of that, posting a lot. And then Twitter. We have not been very active on the Morro Bay Twitter page. We just started getting into it in probably late November, and it's really, really taking off. We've gotten a lot of photos, which are really great, of Morro Bay. Lots of people visiting, taking pictures, sharing them on Twitter, and it's just becoming very dynamic. So we're really engaged in this as well, and I think it will help us with our website and all-around exposure. So tons of Twitter, and that's it. I did want to talk to you. There is something happening this weekend. We did have an Ultimate Getaway winner that won the drawing at Saver, and they're coming in today. And they won five nights in Morro Bay, which I was concerned. I'm like, what are we going to do with these people for five? But the itinerary is incredible. They are, you know, breakfast every morning, lunch every afternoon, going on wine tours, going to Hearst Castle, stand-up paddle boarding, the wine tastings, and they're going to be calling in and sending photos every day, so we're doing a social media packet from them. And Judy Salamaca is going to be interviewing them at the end of their trip, and possibly tying it all into a Tribune article that she writes, as well as then we're going to be distributing it. So it's really cool just to see how much there is to do, and they're very excited. I sent the itinerary, and I said, if you want to, you know, bow out of any of this, nope, they want to do it all. So it's going to be fun, and I think it'll be an annual, definitely, event.
Where are they from?
They're from San Jose.
Cool.
Thanks, Sherry. Anybody have any questions? No? All good? All right. Moving on to unfinished business, continued discussion of meeting time. So we changed our meeting time to 8:30, and then some folks thought, gee, we should still be at 8. Maybe somebody's thinking 9. I don't know. So little discussion on that. Any ideas?
I'm happy where we are.
Me too. It was nice not having to get up so early.
It's a good compromise, I think, between 8 and 9. Halfway
there. Dan is shaking his head.
I think it makes more sense to start at 8 so that the business community can get back to work at a normal time. But I feel like I'm not in the majority on this, so I won't argue too hard for it.
Well, Amit, do you have any?
I would be fine with anything. 8, it's fine with me too. 8, it's fine with me. So.
I like 8 just because if we do go on a long time and I need to get to the store by 10, I can. On the other hand, I have set it up so that somebody can be there for me.
It also sounded like we were making the time change to accommodate more public comment, which, as you can see, paid off dividends today.
Yeah, we had.
So I'm, you know, since that was the primary objective in changing the meeting time,
well, we'll go to 9. We'll probably get more. 9.
Right, I'm sure. Maybe we should do more 1 o'clock meetings.
Yeah, there we go. Well, that's true. We have 1 o'clock.
I have to admit, since I don't have a business to run or anything, I can sympathize with your needing to get to where you need to be at a certain time. So I'm willing to do the extra half hour earlier if that helps all of you in your work.
Oh, I agree.
Good citizen.
You are. Amazing. And the chamber acknowledged that. No.
Just making a major sacrifice.
So
we'll just put that on the record.
Janice is willing to make a major sacrifice. We're reiterating. If we're going to make a change, we should have a motion and a vote.
I move that we change the meeting time back to 8.
Is there a second?
A second.
Amit actually seconded in a whisper off my
second.
Discussion.
We'll do it.
Discussion.
We probably should ask Andrea, does it matter for you one way or the other? Is one better than the other?
Personally or professionally? I'm happy to be here at 8 o'clock. It doesn't matter. In fact, I don't think that we changed it on the website yet. So 8 is fine, and I think AGP is fine with that. So absolutely, we're happy to accommodate.
Okay.
All right. So we have a motion. We have a second. Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I'm abstaining.
You're abstaining?
Yeah.
Okay. So Ed abstained, and we had... 3 enthusiastic and 1 begrudging eyes.
One sacrificial eye.
And Tracy and Bill are not here. So there we have it. Next month, everybody get here at 8 in the morning. We want lots of public comments.
So Bill.
You got one bye on the time. New business, selection of chair and vice chair for 2012. Selection of chair and vice chair for 2012.
Okay.
Oh, that old thing.
Well, I just wonder, are you willing to serve again? Because I think you're an excellent chair, and I would nominate you.
Why, thank you.
And I would second that nomination.
I'm fine with it.
Cool.
I would third that.
You'd third
that.
Nobody here wants to be the big boss and sit in the wheelie chair.
I'm still getting, you know, I'm still getting used to it, learning stuff, or else I would say, you know.
Gosh, you guys are nice. How about vice chair?
Who is now?
Dan. Isn't he doing
well,
a great
I think you've
job?
Been doing a wonderful
yeah,
job, too. Would you like to be vice chair
sure.
again? Yeah. I'll nominate Dan for vice chair.
I'd second that nomination also.
So we have a plank here. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Congratulations, all.
Thanks. We did it again.
Thank you.
Status quo. Next, discussion of the Natural History Museum's 50th anniversary. Do we have any more information on that?
No, and we may have put this on a little premature. It was on our future discussion items, and we popped it on this agenda, but we don't have any further information.
Okay.
Was someone supposed to talk to us about that? Didn't we not have someone come to talk to us? And
I
was going to bring us in for more information back.
Okay,
that's what
so
I thought.
Okay, so we'll make sure we get somebody maybe for next month. Which month is their actual anniversary date? Do we know?
No, I'm sorry, I do not.
Okay. I don't either, but it's an awfully cool place. We could slip in that 4th of July thing that we missed. Although, maybe we'll move on to discussion of new ideas and bring back the 4th of July next month, but what in particular did you want to cover with that? You were asking for money.
But I have a packet. I just got the packet.
Is your mic on?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just, the packet for request for funds was just completed, so I'm working on it now, so I think maybe next month would be a more appropriate time to talk about that.
So we'll put that on future agenda items then. 4th of July, natural history. The only other new ideas we had brought up briefly last month, the concept of this surfboard art contest, and we are moving forward with that a little bit. Jamie and I have talked with Joan Solu from the TBID to see about their involvement. Jamie has talked with Forever Stoked, and they're excited about it. And hopefully I can get him to the mixer tonight, which is at the Art Center. I have talked with the new president of the Art Center about the concept, and I think he's interested in the idea. So hopefully tonight we'll do the mixer thing and see if we can get some more interest going. I think everybody loves the idea. It's just, you know, how do we get it off the ground? When do we do it? Do we have the boards displayed inside or outside? If we have them outside, are they going to blow over and take out five tourists on the way? You know, that kind of thing. So there's little logistical things to work out. But basically the concept, if you haven't heard us talk about it before, would be to do a similar event to Trout About Town or Cambria's Scarecrow event where people would decorate old surfboards and display them and perhaps have some sort of raffle involved afterwards. Could be a fundraiser for the Art Center, could be just a fundraiser for the artists, and could be a way to draw people into town to see cool things.
When Jamie presented that idea to this board, the discussion was, you know, what to do with any proceeds that were raised by auctioning those items off, and I thought it would be good to fund the project again to make it an annual thing so that it recurs year after year and we don't need to come up with new funding every time.
That's a good idea. Okay. Yeah, it's nice to have self-sustaining events. Okay. Any other new ideas?
Well, it's not so much a new idea, but just a question. On the council agenda for their next meeting, is the marketing director issue on that agenda?
We're working on the tentative now. It hasn't been reviewed with the mayor yet, but tentatively it is on the agenda for the 28th. We'll finalize that agenda in the next few days.
Okay, because I was just hoping that all of us who wanted to speak on that issue were going to be in attendance. I can actually be there, I think. So.
I had one other question. One other question, too. Where do we stand on the maps that we were talking about at the last meeting?
Oh, We've been so busy with other things. Do we have anything new on maps?
We did get a little preoccupied. No, we haven't. But I'll set up a meeting with H&M and yourself and myself here.
Okay.
So could we put that on the agenda for next?
We will.
Okay.
Okay.
That's great.
All right. And to reiterate what Jana said, I do think it would be important for us to show up to the council meeting. I will probably put something together to say, and maybe we'll do a little coordination so that we're not overlapping each other without stepping on the Brown Act. Dan, I know you had some great impassioned things to say. You might want to show up at that meeting and repeat some of them. Amit, I think your ideas are important too. Everybody's got input from having been in this community and on this board for a while. So one thing I would just like to put on the record is I think we all kind of agreed that, gee, maybe we'd have to combine the boards. But I'd also like to say I really believe in this board, and I think it's a valuable part of the community and a good representation of the various parts of our community, and I'd really hate to see it go away. So, you know, however we can keep it going or for however long, I think we do a good service and have a good voice and represent a lot of people here in town. So on future agenda items, we have the 4th of July, we have the Natural History Museum, we have maps. We'll see if we can bring back the surfboard event. And then our usual reports. Anything else anybody wants to? And if you think of anything during the month, just email me and I'll get together with Andrea on it. All right. Anything else? Are we ready to adjourn? Adjourn. Thank you, everybody.